With a break in the weather on Tuesday, Alaska Seaplanes did its finest to fill the void left by another ferry breakdown. They flew 3 flights to Skagway and 8 flights to Haines. Alaska Seaplanes, of course, doesn't take vehicles. Some well-connected travelers will enlist friends to drive their stranded automobiles onto the ferry when it is scheduled to arrive in Auk Bay on April 5th. Others, like Andy and Julian Miles, will simply have to wait for the Matanuska's return. The good news for the Miles family is that they just had a beautiful baby. The not-so-good news is they are stuck in Juneau.
We were planning on finally heading home to get settled in here this week, and now we get to stay an extra week. We could fly, but with having baby and our car down here and all of the things that go along with baby, it's kind of hard to just hop on a plane and go.
Flights were grounded on Monday due to weather, and the municipality of Skagway considered hiring a private charter boat to fill the transportation void as they had 2 weeks prior. But flights resumed on Tuesday, and with waning public interest and no firm commitment from the state to cover costs, Skagway elected to not book the private vessel. The Upper Lynn Canal has become accustomed to ferry breakdowns impacting travel plans over the past few years. State Senator Jesse Keel says Skagway and Haines are unique in their struggles.
No other Alaska communities have to do, right? The state simply doesn't have these kind of single point of failure systems, unreliable transportation systems elsewhere, and ask munis to come in when something bad happens.
Keel says the current problems with the Matanuska involve the recently rebuilt propulsion system.
She's got bad engine parts over on the port side, and AMHS has shipped 2 of these giant power pack units out of Louisiana. This ship was just repowered, engines to propellers, a couple of years back, and it's been breakdown after breakdown.
State Representative Sarah Hannon says the issues with the Alaska Marine Highway system are not temporary. She has been working closely on House Bill 63, which would restructure oversight of the beleaguered ferry system, and while the bill seems to have support, any changes will be slow-moving.
Even in a positive scenario, it's still likely to take 2 years.
2 Alaska-class ferries were christened within the last 3 years, the Taslina and the Hubbard, neither of which are on the Alaska Marine Highway schedule this year. The Hubbard still lacks a Coast Guard certification that the AMHS is reluctant to pursue with its price tag of nearly $1 million. That leaves the Taslina, which is moored and not in service.
The Taslina, which has a certificate of inspection and ran last summer, AMHS is holding firm that they're not going to run it this summer because it can't run the route because we don't have crew quarters.
Representative Hannon says that due to Coast Guard restrictions, the crew can only be out to sea for up to 12 hours at a time without sleeping quarters on the Alaska-class vessels. Round trips from Juneau that include stops in Skagway and Haines take too long, so the vessels would need to be fitted with crew quarters that would cost roughly $15 million per vessel and take at least 2 years to complete. A proposal to build a ferry terminal north of Juneau is unlikely to gain traction in the short term as well. The municipality of Skagway has formed an ad hoc committee to generate creative ferry solutions for the Upper Lynn Canal. In the meantime, a single mainliner is what the Alaska Marine Highway is willing to offer this time of year. The Leconte is projected to be back online in mid-April, allowing for multiple runs per week. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.